Let's give a mighty hand clap to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And his name is Jesus. Give me a J, an E, an S, a U, another S. What name is that?
Jesus.
What name is that?
Jesus.
Let's give Jesus a big, big hand clap. Big hand clap, big hand clap. He deserves the glory. Deserves a praise. We're in a wonderful setting. Hallelujah. I like the decor. I like the flags. I like the whole arrangement. I like the worship team. Hallelujah. I like the guys in the guitars and also the drums and the cameras here. I like the ushers. I like all of us. I like the ones following online. It's a wonderful service. It's a wonderful Sunday. Jubilee Sunday, we are blessing the Lord. Let's give another hand to Jesus. Glory to God. I really appreciate what I'm seeing. And I know the colors I'm seeing is because God has done something for you. How you're looking is really good. In fact, Pastor Felicity, I want to say, let's try to be like this every other Sunday. It's full of color, it's looking great. Pastor Felicity, you are looking good. Hallelujah. And all of us here are looking great. My brother, God bless you big time. You are looking wonderful. Just turn to the person next to you and tell them, you are looking good. You're looking good. Better than yesterday and tomorrow. Yes, you'll shine. Meta, meta, sparkle, sparkle. Wear shades. We are looking wonderful. And God's Spirit has made this possible. I'm so happy that we're able to gather on a Sunday like this. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. There is no better place to be other than in the house of the Lord. And Pastor Felista, thank you for setting the note today. Even through the prayer, we really thank God for you. Nations are at the heart of my life. In fact, the theme of my life is the nations. The theme of my life is the nations, based on Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, which is a prayer. And so when you said it, when you prayed it, it was quite an emotional moment for me. And let me say, these nations you see here are blessed, and especially this one here is very blessed in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, let's give another hand to the Lord. This nation we see here is blessed in Jesus' name. Those people from different nations who are here, let me say that your nation is blessed. If you're standing next to somebody from another country, turn to them and tell them, your nation is blessed. Yes, I can see us looking around. Hallelujah. Yes, your nation is blessed in Jesus' name. Yes, we thank God for all the internationals who are here in our service. We welcome you. We are a family church. We believe in Jesus. We believe in the Great Commission. And we really love you big, big time. I will ask us to sit for just a moment, and then after that we'll be reading the scriptures. First of all, let me say we are praying with the families of the children who are affected at Utumishi Academy in Gilgil, and our condolences go to the families. Some of the families come here. Please receive our condolences and our prayers. I encourage us to keep praying for those families. It's not easy. It's very, very difficult. And we pray over this season and time that the spirit of fires and deaths will not run across this country in Jesus' name. And we bring down those altars that sacrifice human beings. We reject their works right now from this pulpit and from this altar in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, I dare declare that every altar aligned to sacrifice human beings right now be dismantled, be uprooted, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let's give a hand to the Lord. He's doing it. He's doing it. Glory to God. And therefore we pray comfort and peace to all those families. May God truly, truly be with you and strengthen you. The family of Dr. Gakunju is also saying thanks to the church. They are saying, we would like to sincerely thank each one of you for standing with us as we gave our beloved Mzee Bernard Nyaga a befitting send-off, which was earlier in the week, actually on Wednesday. Thank you for your financial contributions, your time, your prayers, your messages, calls, visits, service, and every form of support throughout the journey, this journey. Your love and presence carried us as a family, and we are truly grateful. May the Lord bless you abundantly and reward you for your kindness, generosity, and support. That is from Dr. Richard Gakunju and Dr. Dorcas Gakunju. And the whole family, they are saying thank you to the church. Now, there was an invitation for us to partner in terms of giving this year of Jubilee. Like we said, we have obeyed the Lord and the scriptures where the Lord tells us in Leviticus 25 verse 10 to consecrate the 50th year as a year of Jubilee. And so Pastor Ambrose has led us, all of us, in setting apart or consecrating this day, this year, the 50th year of Parklands Baptist Church as a year of Jubilee. And therefore, there is going to be a lot of activities aimed at saying thank you to God, but also aimed at praying regarding the future we are going into. And all this is going to cost. We thank God that we are together, and therefore nothing is impossible. And so as we prepare to celebrate 50 years of God's faithfulness at Parklands Baptist Church, we invite every member to participate in a simple but impactful initiative. And we are calling it the J100 Challenge. The challenge is straightforward. Give a minimum of Kenya shillings 100 every Sunday and every Wednesday toward Jubilee Celebrations Fund. And we believe that small, consistent contributions from many people can create a significant impact. If just 5,000 members participate each Sunday and Wednesday, we would raise approximately 1 million every week. This translates to about 4 million per month, 28 million for the remaining 7 months, helping us substantially bridge the Jubilee fundraising target. And so remember the message, this J100 challenge, Kenya shillings, 100 Sunday, Wednesday. You can give more. Every contribution is an opportunity for each member to play a personal role. And this is the invitation. Every one of us can give a personal role in this historic milestone. The Jubilee is not just a celebration of our past. It is an investment in the future generations who will be impacted by the ministry of Parklands Baptist Church. Suggested theme here is J100 movement, J100 challenge. And we believe that as we give 100 shillings, one legacy, small gift, lasting impact. And therefore, no gift is too small when it is given with a willing heart. Let us be part of the J100 challenge and leave a legacy for generations to come. The pay bill number for this is 828368 account. And the account is Jubilee. Let me say it again. Pay bill number 828368, account Jubilee. And so by that announcement, we kick off this fundraising challenge toward, Jubilee. We have been doing it already, but today I've just made a formal invitation, and I'm inviting you to connect. As you give, I am praying from this altar, God will open the heavens for you, and that God will release resources on your hands that you've never seen before. May the Jubilee financial breakthrough become your portion, even as you partake and as you give. And therefore, we thank God for the opportunity that we have. I'll ask us to stand once again. We are reading from John chapter 5, from verse 1. As I read the scripture, just to let us know, Pastor Ambrose went to Mombasa with a team. They are ministering there at the Coast Clergy Conference. And they have been doing it. It's coming up very well. We thank God. Keep praying for them, even as they come back to Nairobi. John chapter 5 from verse 1. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which is in Aramaic called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" This is the response. "Said, sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." Hallelujah. The Bible goes on to say what? Let's read together. At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leader said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fella who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word which is served, which I've just read. And I pray that God, you would speak to us as I share it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May have our seats. The title of our message today is Your Confession, Your Testimony. Your Confession, Your Testimony. And there are three areas we are considering today. A limiting confession, a liberating confession, resulting in a life-changing testimony. Let me just repeat again. Your confession, your testimony. A limiting confession, a liberating confession, and a life-changing testimony. Let's start with a limiting confession. In verse 7, a limiting confession. This man said in verse 7, "Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." A limiting confession. The word limiting means confining. It also means restricting. It means reducing. It also means holding back. And there are words that we speak that will keep us at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. There are words that we speak that will delay your blessing from arriving. There are words that you speak that are going to push your breakthrough 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, down the road. Every time an opportunity comes to this gentleman, he had a reason why it could not be his day or his time, or why nothing would happen. He confessed his lack of help. "I have no one." That's what he's saying. "I have no one." He confessed his disadvantage. He confessed his delay. He did others get there before me. He confessed his disappointment. "I always miss my opportunity." Let me say that many people today are not imprisoned by circumstances. They are imprisoned by their language. They are trapped in the wilderness by their language. And so this man, for 38 years, he had developed a confession of limitation. And there could be somebody here who for a long time has developed a confession of limitation. You know, These confessions come from a limiting belief. When somebody says, us, we can never make it. I can never be there. What I'm seeing there is not for me. It's not for us. This is not my time. It is not my season. A limiting belief leads to a limiting confession. But our confession should not be guided by what man can do. Because he's saying, the confession he makes is that I have no one to help me. Our confession must never be guided or limited by what man can do. Our confession must be limited or demarcated by what heaven can do or what God can do. And you know, somebody here is looking at some situation and they are trying to figure out how to sort it out. And they have reached a place where they have made a confession of limitation, their identity. And so they think limitation and they think what man can do. I want to say that your help will not come from man. Your help will come from God. Hallelujah. Yes, God can use men. God can use women. God can use a person. But that help is coming from God. God can see where you are. God can see your need. God can orchestrate things to come and meet you at the point of need. But a limiting confession is a confession that goes beyond what you can do as a person. You look at your resources, you look at your energy, you look at everything put together. You know, a limiting confession is that which looks at what you can do. But God wants us to go beyond what we can do and go to the realms of what he can do. You know, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And therefore, that scripture kicks off the lid from limits. And God begins to invite you and me from the crippling, you know, confession that has limits. Some people's dreams are only human dreams. But I pray that you pray divine, you dream divine dreams. Like Joseph, a young boy, 17 years old, he was a teenager. And at teenage, he started dreaming limitless dreams. He was not crippled in his mindset. He was not crippled in his spirit. And even not crippled in his language, because he talked to his brothers and he said the dream, Genesis chapter 37, the dream of Joseph. He was only 17 years old. And he talked to his brothers. And he started speaking the language of the limitless dream. You know, in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, what no eye has seen. Let me just read it from here. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. And therefore, our language should be from the depths of the divine. And so this gentleman here, he's only seeing man. That's all he is seeing. And when Jesus comes to him and help us come in his way, and some people don't even connect with the help from above, because they are so connected to earth, they don't see what heaven is doing. But I am opening the heavens in Jesus' name right now. And I'm releasing the possibilities of heaven in your direction. In fact, like he was visited by Jesus, I am praying for divine visitation with the ability of heaven and the language of heaven and a connection with what heaven is ready to do. This year of Jubilee, we are believing God for release from debts. Hallelujah. Release from bondage in Jesus' name. We are believing God for rest. Pastor Felicia, thank you very much for highlighting this word rest. We are believing God for restoration. This pulpit is speaking. Hallelujah. The heavens are open and the pulpit is speaking. God is speaking. There is a visitation of restoration, reset, and you quoted the word. We are believing God for reset. We are believing God for reconciliation. We are believing God for redemption. And we are believing God for reign, dominion once again. The heavens are open right now. There is a divine visitation in Jesus' name. And God is coming, speaking to everyone here. Do you want to get well? Do you want to receive the Jubilee, visitation? Do you want to receive your breakthrough? And somebody in their mind is negating what the Lord is actually saying right now. And saying, Pastor, you don't understand. Our situation is very bad. You know, those things don't happen in our families. Yet God is saying, do you want to get well? A limiting confession. And this confession limits destiny. Put somebody in a box and you stay there and you can stay there for a long time. You know, the Jewish nation entered its wilderness season because of a limiting confession. In Numbers 13, verse 30 to verse 33, and I pray that every limiting confession be removed right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Genesis, Numbers 13, verse 30 to 33. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. That is a limitless confession based on what God can do, not what man can do. But the men who had gone up, these are men, gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. I want to say our God is stronger than the giants in Jesus' name. Yes, he's more powerful. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They say, the land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like, what? Grasshoppers in our own eyes. You are going into the marketplace. You are going to start up a startup. There are many bigger companies out there. And you feel like your company will never go anywhere. I'm speaking to somebody. Don't limit. Don't make a limiting confession. Just say, I'm going there. Yes, there are bigger companies, but I will make it. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In our own eyes. And we looked in their eyes. And we looked the same to them. Now, this kind of belief and mindset must break in Africa in Jesus' name. And let me say, Africa is not small. Africa is big. I'm declaring something. I'm confessing something. Africa is blessed. Africa is able. Africa has a future. Africa shall move forward. That which has stagnated for so long in Africa, I declare and confess, the movement is here. It is time for it to move to the next level in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so I lift every crippling spirit. I remove every crippling spirit from any one of us and from across Africa in Jesus' name. You can see many flags of the nations here. Some of these flags are flags of Africa. Stretch a hand to a flag right now in Jesus' name. I don't know which one you pick. Any flag right here. And remove every dependence on man. I don't have a man. I don't have a man. That attitude. And let me say again for Africa. Our help is not from the north. Help is not from the west. It's not from the south. Our help is from above. Let's give a hand to the Lord. Yes, our help is from above. And therefore, we should walk away from any limiting confession. Let us walk, let us dream big, let us believe God, and let us trust God. One time, Jesus wanted to feed 5,000, plus 5,000 people, though more than 5,000. In John chapter 6, verse 5 to 8. His disciples, although they had walked with him, they were still making limiting confessions. This is what it says. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for this? People tweet that. That's right. He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. God is not limited. He has in mind what he's going to do. When you come to for prayer, in terms of prayer, and there's a mountain before you, remember God knows what he's about to do. Philip answered, these are human beings, these are men. It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with five small, look at the numbers, I mean the words, very limiting. Five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many? I want to say this to somebody here, and quoting Matthew 17 and verse 20. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be removed from here to there, and that mountain will move. Nothing will be what? Impossible for you. Let us trust God right now in Jesus' name. I know there's a situation in your life, and I want to trust God together with me that God is bigger than that situation and that God will sort it out. Trust God with me. And what is agreed here is also agreed in heaven. And therefore, I declare it done in Jesus' name. Let's give a hand to the Lord. I declare it done in Jesus' name. Number two, a liberating confession. This is the confession that releases liberation. Get up, pick up your mat and walk. In John chapter 5 and verse 8, this is what the Bible says. Then Jesus said to him, get up, exclamation mark, pick up your mat and walk. The Bible teaches us in Job chapter 22. Give me Job chapter 22 verse 28 in the New King James Version. New King James Version. Job chapter 22 and verse 28. You'll also declare a thing and it will be established for you. Why don't you read it together, just that part? You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. Jesus is bringing back the mantle of authority to his people. Instead of running away, face the mountain, face the situation, make a declaration. In Isaiah 55 and verse 11, Isaiah 55 and verse 11, what does it say? So is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. And it goes on to say, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I want to read this verse again. Let's read it together, actually. Together. Is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You know, the liberating power is inside God's word. Liberating power is inside the released word of God. And therefore, Jesus speaks and he says, get up in verse 8, pick up your mat and walk. Now, after he finished saying that in verse 9, at once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and he began walking. Jesus did not spend time discussing the man's history. Because oftentimes you come to a person or you come to a situation and you want to hear the journey of the situation for the last 10 years, for the last 5 years, and people can spend even a whole month debating a problem, discussing the history of a problem. Where did it come from? How did this person get here? What were the issues? So that we develop an understanding and from there develop a strategy of intervention. I want to say heaven doesn't need a strategy of intervention. Hallelujah. Heaven needs a word. And when heaven releases a word, the situation is changed. And it is changed immediately. Instead of discussing the history of this gentleman, he spoke a liberating word over his destiny. When Jesus spoke, weakness lost its authority. Delay lost its authority. History lost its authority. What was Jesus declaring? He declared, get up. You know, this is what he said. Liberating confession. He said, get up, not get down. He said, get up. And there is an exclamation. I want to say, like Pastor Ambrose said another Sunday here, that elevating power is in our confession. And God therefore speaks to somebody here today, watching online. I don't know how down or depressed you have been, and in your situation, how down, even your marriage, you know, issue with your children, your business, your career trajectory, whatever it is, your finances in your life. I don't know how down they are. God's word comes fetching, and God's word digs deep. God's word goes to the lowest. It can even resurrect the dead. God's word going all the way to the lowest. And God is able to pick something from down there and bring it up. And it doesn't matter the history or the tag written there. 38 years a cripple. This one is a no-go zone. This is now the new identity of this person. This is a sealed situation. No one can change it. But let me say, God is coming through. Hallelujah. And his word here is get up. Somebody receive this word. Get up! Exclamation mark. Get up! Get up! There's somebody maybe online. You have not left your bedroom for 2 days or 3 days. And you have been inside there, you know, in a dark space. In a dark space. You have not walked out of that room. And you even have been contemplating suicide. You feel like you don't have a tomorrow. There's no motivation for you to wake up. Because you say, why should I go into tomorrow? Is there any good reason that takes me to tomorrow? Everything is lost. My purpose is lost. My mission is lost. Everything around me is actually lost. Why should I? This person was here, Pool of Bethesda, for 38 years. You can imagine futile trips every day, every day. Day one, you come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You go back. Somebody's asking you, did you get the job after the interview? And you're saying, I didn't. You go to another interview. They tell you, we can't take you. The testimony you are working with is, they didn't take me. You have been trying, you know, and trying and trying. And every attempt has been futile. And for that reason, your spirit has gone down. You know, your emotions are really down. Your mind is really down. Everything around you is really down. A liberating confession. Jesus is saying, get up. So it is very authoritative. He's simply telling this man, come out of defeat right now in Jesus' name. And I'm speaking to somebody here today. Come out of defeat, because victory is going to be your portion. Then he said, pick up your mat. In other words, take authority over what once carried you. You know, instead of you being carried on a mat or a stretcher every day, I am saying the day is here where you are getting out of that stretcher and you will walk with your 2 feet in Jesus' name. You are taking authority over that which once carried you. And the tables are turning today for somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, pick up your mat. So today, they won't carry the mat for you, or they won't carry you on a mat. Today, you are actually carrying the mat. Can you imagine this guy walking back home? Maybe he left the wife there and he's walking back home. And on this particular day, something is very different. He's actually carrying the mat and telling the wife, I will never be carried on this one again. Is somebody connecting? I will never be here again. So this is not my destiny. I will never be here again. The children are happy. Everybody is happy. And this is the words of Jesus. Pick up your mat. And so the liberating confession gets you to a place where you get going again. Where there was no movement, movement begins to happen. And so God is saying from heaven, pick up your mat. Somebody, God is saying to you, pick up your mat. And then finally, walk. Move into your God-given future. Not just pick up your mat, but begin to walk. And so this liberating confession gives you back your feet. but also a destiny with purpose. And he's saying, move into your God-given future. I am telling somebody here, Jeremiah 29:11. God is saying, I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. There is a future. There is a future. Somebody thought there wasn't. Somebody was giving up. I am speaking to your heart right now. And this pastor is saying, God is saying, there is a future for you. If 38 years of waiting finally receive a breakthrough, what is 10 years? What is 5 years? What is 2 years? And if God can come through for somebody who has waited for 38 years, there is a future for a cripple who has been a cripple for 38 years. He has been in this condition far too long that his identity, that confession, that situation became his confession. But here, God is saying, walk. And somebody has been in such a situation, and you hear the word walk, and you kind of say, it is impossible. Today I say, through the power of God, it is possible. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or even imagine. Let me just read it as it is here. Maybe we read it together. Let's go. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let's give a hand clap. Appreciate God. He's able. Our God is more than able. So the breakthrough comes. And this breakthrough does not tarry. It is a breakthrough that is immediate, that is quick. May somebody make a confession and say, I rise above every limitation. I take authority over my past. I walk into my divine destiny now. Repeat it after me. I rise above every limitation. I take authority over my past. I walk into my divine destiny now, in Jesus' name. Another hand clap to the Lord. Glory to his name. Finally, a life-changing testimony. In verse 15 of John chapter 5, it says, the man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who made him well. I repeat, the man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who made him well. Your testimony shall ignite revival, I declare, in Jesus' name. In John chapter 4, verse 39, the Samaritan woman, after encountering Jesus, brought her testimony back to her town called Sychar. And in verse 39, the Bible says, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. Your testimony will change your family, will change your city, will change your nation, and also your continent. I was the first to accept Jesus. In my home, a family of 13 children. And at that time, when I received Jesus, things were very difficult for us. And there weren't many young people born again around me. But I gave my life to Jesus, very young, 16 going to 17 years. And I determined that my testimony shall draw the nations to Christ. And it continues to this day in Jesus' name. And you know, my siblings, some of them were in alcohol, other drugs. The family was scattered. I've shared this testimony here before. Some, you know, Tanzania, Uganda, all over. I mean, they had just gone all over because of poverty and the issues that we were actually facing at that time. But in the midst of a dark place, in a dark context and dark situation, I determined that I shall stand for Christ and live for Christ. I determined that I was going to be a testimony first to my mother who bore me. My mother, who was my close friend, my mother who was in the Catholic faith, and I did a media interview earlier this week, And I was sharing some of the about some people who have influenced me greatly in my life. And I talked about my mother. And she taught me prayer. And the prayers she taught me were the rosary. And you know, with the rosary, you have a beaded something with beads. And they're in groups of 10, 10, 10. And in between, you have one between the tens. And then the projecting part with a cross has five. And so there are about five major cycles whereby you do the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Then after that, you do Hail Mary, Mother of Grace, you do ten times. Then you repeat Our Father. And my mother was an ardent Catholic. Thank God she gave her life to Christ, you know. Within the Catholic Church, she stayed there but gave her life to Christ. I really thank God she's in heaven right now. A woman of prayer. And I connected with her prayer life. I carried the rosary everywhere. And I would keep counting as I was, you know, doing the prayers. And she was very, very special to me. And I felt the best gift can give to her is my own testimony. And I trusted the Lord. And slowly she started seeing a son who was praying differently, who was connected to the Bible, even within the situation. Because I have shared here before, I lived in Korogosho slum for quite a long, when I was growing up. So within the slums, there is a boy who has a Bible, and there is a boy who is praying early in the morning and also fasting. And slowly, this new lifestyle, you know, and the testimony of this young boy started touching my mother. And from my mother to my siblings, and one by one, they started receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. As we are talking today, there is revival in that home. Now, our children, the next generation, that's my children and the children of my siblings, they have come to know the Lord. My children, thank God, I baptized them here because they told me, Dad, you are the one to baptize us. So one after the other, in the baptistry, which you saw a picture here. Yes, I was inside. And my children came one after the other. And they walked in the water. And I would pick my daughter, for example, Becky. And I would say, Becky, my daughter, on the basis of your faith in Christ, today I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now I bury you in the waters of baptism. And I raise you from the waters of baptism to walk in the newness of life. May the Holy Spirit come upon you in Jesus' name. And then I watch my daughter walk up the water, and then my son now comes down. And I repeat the same. Hallelujah. Yes, we can give a hand to the Lord. Your testimony shall bring revival, beginning at home, and then the city, and then the nation, and then amongst the nations. This gentleman, he received something that nobody could take away from him. The French, Pastor Ambrose uses, nobody could actually tunya him. This cripple, the helpless man, the forgotten man, is now healed. He's restored. He's testifying to the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who made him well. Let me make a statement. God never blesses his people merely for their enjoyment. He blesses them so that others may see his glory. The salvation you are walking with needs to come to the nations. People need to see it everywhere you go. And because of that, then revival happens. Lives are actually changed. And so today, I am thanking God that there is an awakening that is coming because of our testimonies. The scriptures teach us that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and also by the word of their testimony. A stirring up, an activation. I see flames of revival all over as you are walking in that supermarket and going where the Lord is taking you. That flame must not be covered. That light must not be covered. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And you cannot light up a city just to put it under a bucket. No, you light up a city and put it somewhere so that everyone can actually see the light. Now, this Jubilee is a season for us to put together our testimony. Psalm 107 verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom the Lord has redeemed from the hand of the foe." That is what scripture is saying. And this year, our year of Jubilee, the 50th year, our own story, collective story, we are putting it together that the nations may know what the Lord has done in our midst. And I know each one of us, given a chance, can come here and share something the Lord has done this past week. And I say that your testimony is powerful. Don't deny the nations your testimony. And so, what you confess is what becomes your testimony. Your confession today will shape your tomorrow. The language you speak today is what will either open doors or close doors for you in the days ahead. But I pray that today somebody will speak to their tongue and say, "I will testify of the goodness of the Lord." Psalm 118 verse 23 says, "This is the Lord's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done great and mighty things," you know, in our midst. And these things are marvelous. What the Lord has done for you is not just for you. It's also to be released out there for the glory of God. May God give us tongues that testify. Look for an opportunity. Look for a chance where you can go amongst your friends, also in your workplace, and share your testimony. I have visited some workplaces when I'm invited there, and I ask about a person, and I say, "You know, the believer who is in this company called so-and-so." And somebody says, "Is that a believer? Does that person really know Jesus?" Now, the person has never shared their faith. Never. Not even with one person. You know? The faith was not to be boxed on Sundays among in the four walls. The testimony I carry is for the marketplace. It is for me to go out there. The other day, I was speaking to marketplace CEOs. And we had the meeting here in Park Inn. And I was telling them, God has positioned you, given you a pulpit, which is your office, which is where you work. Can you give it over to the Lord? And can you release a testimony from that platform? Some of the CEOs that were in that meeting are here. Dr. Ruth, Busimama Kidogo. Tumpigie makofi, CEO. Thank you very much. You are in that conference. Thank you. Among others. Yes, yes, yes. Hey. Tumpigie makofi, CEO 10. God bless you. Yes, right here. And I see others, Uko, upstairs. God bless you. In fact, we are all CEOs in Jesus' name. And I told them the boat, using Luke chapter 5, Jesus came into the boat of Peter and he used that boat. Then after that, he told Peter, the CEO, "Launch into the deep." It's called the marketplace word from above. Jesus understands the marketplace. He has a word for the marketplace. "Launch into the deep." And he did it. And he caught so much fish through a word from above. Revival happened in his business that he had to call others to come and collect the fish together with him. Later, he surrendered everything. And I was telling CEOs, if you want to see the breakthrough of God, surrender what you have to the Lord. Testify of the goodness of the Lord. Let them know that you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and let them know without apology. And so, your confession will become your testimony, because what you confess shall happen, and what you confess shall actually be seen in public. And so right now, I want us to make a declaration. Let's stand as we do so. Let's all stand up right now as we do so. Let us say together, "My story is changing. My season is changing. My season is, my confession is becoming a testimony that will bring glory to God. Every voice of limitation, stagnation, and defeat speaking over my life is silenced today in the name of Jesus. May what has been stagnant for years begin to move. My confession shall lead me to victory. My confession shall be driven by faith. May long-standing delays be broken. May closed doors open. May forgotten dreams be revived. My testimony shall be a catalyst for revival in Jesus' name. Let's give a hand to the Lord. Glory to his name. I'll ask Dikontimo to come stand with me right here. And during this year of Jubilee, we declare, and I connect with you, Pastor Felista, that debts shall be canceled. It's a year of release. I say debts shall be canceled. We also declare that many people shall receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And today, if you're here, you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, I invite you to receive him. It is very easy. You shall receive your Jubilee right away. You say, Lord Jesus, I realize you died for my sins. I realize you are my Jubilee. I realize that only your blood can wash away my sins. Today I invite you to wash away my sins, to make me a new creation. And from today, I am born again. From today, I'm a new creation. From today, I'm filled by the Holy Spirit. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, please, after this service, walk to Pastor Felista. Deacon Francis Mukusa is here. My son, Alex Barton, you know, or even the ushers who are around. Walk to one of them and say, today is my Jubilee. I have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I can assure you, when you go out there and you say, I'm born again, darkness will be chased away. And they will say, is this the person we knew who has now become this? Just like the cripple who was totally transformed and they could not believe. God has changed somebody's life here today. And God has changed somebody's life online somewhere around the world. Because today, your confession is your testimony. And this confession, we shall take it to the ends of the earth. If you are here and you are not feeling well, I want you to declare you are healed. And you say, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. You are online. You can also do it. You can say, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I am well. If you're here and you are depressed, may the spirit of depression be lifted from your life right now in Jesus' name. Depression is not your portion. And you can say, depression, you are not my portion. Take off. If you're here oppressed by the devil because of the many things the devil has been doing, resist the devil, he'll do what? Flee from you. Talk to the devil and the demons and say, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. I am free. I am released. I shall not be oppressed anymore. Today, walk out making a confession, because your confession, your testimony. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. Let's give a hand to the Lord. Now, I will ask my brother Timothy to come and bless us. Give us the benediction. Let's appreciate this servant of God as he comes.
Hallelujah. Let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, let's also appreciate Dr. Simon. What a morning. My confession is my testimony. Do you have a confession? Look at your neighbor and tell them, I am the head. And I'm not the, I am the head and not the tail. The Lord is giving us a new testimony. We are rising up in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am changing my life by my confession. I will have a testimony. I have a testimony that the Lord picks those who are down and he lifts them up. I have a testimony that the Lord is my Savior. I have a testimony that I'm the righteousness of God. I have a testimony that I'm the first and not the last. Let's give God a mighty clap, because it's changing our lives. Father, we thank you. You're such a God to us. Lord, I thank you for your children who gathered in this house this morning because something new is happening in their lives. I give you praise, for there is a testimony out of a confession. Somebody has been saying things in their mouth that God Almighty, they are rising up. And today I speak that testimony that God, it may come to pass. Every confession that we have spoken of our lives, saying that, Lord, we are the head and not the tail, but we have been trading in our lives, I reverse that story in the name of Jesus. I say, for those who have been weak, from this day, this victory of our Lord Jesus Christ is coming upon them. That there will be strength upon strength, joy upon joy, peace upon peace, rest upon rest, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I speak this day, every word that has ever been spoken against us. People have been spoken to us, words have been spoken to us, saying that we cannot make it, saying that we shall not break through. This day I reverse those words. Every word that has been spoken to a father, every word that has been spoken to a mother, every word that has been spoken to a child, saying they cannot break through. This day we confess that breakthrough is coming to our children. Breakthrough is coming to our fathers. Breakthrough is coming to our mothers. In the name of Jesus, I reverse every word that has ever been spoken. Every confession that has been spoken against us, that has been working against our lives, from this moment, I reverse those words. And I say, Lord, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. They are healed. They are restored. They are making it. They are moving. They are going to have breakthroughs. Even as our pastor said, generations that have been held in poverty and lack, and because a word was spoken, this day I reverse those words. And I say, Jehovah God, may you pick your children up. We give God all the praise and honor, because I believe that these words have come from the mouth of the Lord. And the scripture says, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of our God shall not go back void, but it shall accomplish everything that it was meant for. Therefore, this morning, that word that has been raised by our pastor, I say, may it come and do what it was intended for, and it will not come back void. For we pray this, believing and trusting in Jesus' name. And the children of God said, amen. And now may the grace, Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. Those who want to give their life to Christ, please let's come here. We shall be praying for you.